Our news roundup begins with a look back at one of the greatest achievements in human history. Perhaps in your head, you're already hearing the voice of Neil Armstrong saying, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." Throughout July, the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11 landing on the moon was celebrated around the country. Northeast Indiana was no exception. We're joined in the studio now by Martin Fisher, director of Science Central, and David Schuster, associate professor of history at Purdue Fort Wayne. Martin Fisher, David Schuster, welcome to WBOI Presents.
Hi there.
Thank you.
Martin, you and I talked about the Apollo 11 anniversary a little bit for WBOI Presents in session earlier this year, but let's recap. What all did Science Central do to celebrate 50 years since the moon landing?
We were very excited to be able to talk about the history and impact on society of this event that occurred 50 years ago. We did a variety of activities. We focused upon a image gallery. We spent some time going to various NASA sites, pulled a whole bunch of what we thought were some of the most important, most significant images from the various NASA files, and created an exhibit of signage. We thought it was so important to have it not just for our visitors in the building, but we felt that it was necessary to have it out in the community as well. So we were able to get some funding from two different foundations, and it allowed us to duplicate those sets. And those images are going around different spots here in the city of Fort Wayne. It's very exciting that people all around our city are going to be able to learn about from launch to landing to return. And of course, we made sure to partner with our good friend over at PFW. We had David Schuster come in and give some presentations on the actual 50th anniversary itself.
David, you've taught courses on the 1960s, which I think is the decade most of us think of when we think of the space race. You gave several talks at Science Central on July 20th, as Martin was just alluding to, looking at how Apollo 11 impacted science, technology, society, and culture. What parts of your talks stuck out the most for visitors?
The aspects that at least the children got into most was the spin-off technology. We talked about Mylar and those like little silver space blankets that ultimately came out as a result of the need to be able to have insulation and heat shields. We also talked about the integrated circuit. And the computer science department at PFW was nice enough to lend us some raspberries and some little devices so that people can actually see inside the integrated circuits at work. The city fire department was able to lend us a firefighter's coat in order to demonstrate the different type of insulations that have developed as a result of the space race. So I'd probably be the objects people could touch. That was the biggest hit.
What are some of the other things we got from the space race that people don't often think about or trace back to it?
Probably what I think is most poignant and significant is a sense of us all being on Earth together. Some seminal photographs coming out of Apollo 8 called Earthrise, of Earth just rising up over the moon, and you see the moon's barren surface and in this lively blue swirling with clouds, Earth. And so I think that and another famous one called the Big Blue Marble image of Earth, those really help create a sense of global identity. We have Earth Day as a result of that. And Earth Day is a moment on Earth where more people come out to celebrate one thing, Earth, than any other moment on the calendar.
One of my personal favorite moments from all the anniversary coverage came from NPR's Weekend Edition. Scott Simon said people of a certain age remember exactly where they were when man first landed on the moon. One person who doesn't? Michael Collins. Collins was orbiting the moon when Aldrin and Armstrong reached the surface, so he has no idea exactly where he was. Now that we can look back at the entire month, what were some of your favorite moments from coverage looking back at the moon landing?
One of the things that I like about astronomy is that it grabs the public's attention. Think back to a couple of years ago when there was a total solar eclipse. It was in the news every single day. And the exact same thing was happening with the 50th landing, the anniversary of the landing of Apollo 11 on the moon. It was in the news every single day. People love space. People love understanding more about what else is out there. And as a scientist myself, and as the director of a science center, I think that it's important for us to promote that internal, human, innate nature we have. People are curious critters. We want to know what's out there. That's why we were going to space in the first place. That's why we continue to go to space. And I think that's the part most important to me, most significant to me, was the general public's interest of, wow, that happened. Cool.
Revisiting it, as Martin said, constantly, what I found fascinating was hearing about Collins. I mean, here's a fellow that I really hadn't given much thought to. I mean, there was Buzz Aldrin, and there's Neil Armstrong, and these people were the ones on the moon. And I wondered what Collins was doing. And we heard. Google had a great little video that you can watch, and it was narrated by Collins, and he explained what he was doing while people were on the moon playing golf. And that was fascinating. And also how close we were to disaster. Not much fuel left. People were kind of doing things, winging it, so to speak, at the end. And it's remarkable.
David Schuster, Martin Fisher, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
My pleasure.